up with a couple of good pals. Merlin Thompson, one of the greatest songwriters in America, Mr. Guy Clark. This is a story about a grand old operating team named Straight Bill. He's actually, maybe some people don't know, he was Bill Monroe's first banjo player before Mr. Will Scruggs played with Bill. Later became an operator, team, or a comedian. Some of you may have seen him on Hee Haw in his later life. And he wore this funny little outfit. He had a shirt that went all the way down to his knees. And then he had a little short pair of pants on with a belt. So really, we believe Straight Bean started hip-hop fashion. He may have. And he didn't trust banks. He was well known about Nashville, Tennessee, and Wood, but he would carry thousands of dollars in the bill of his overalls. And, so there was a couple of guys named Brown, his cousins, the last name was Brown. They waited, and then Straight Bean and his wife, Estelle, got home from a grand old opera. So this is the ballad of Straight Bean and Estelle. Ridge Top, Tennessee, 1973. Brown boys killed still. The reason for it all is in the middle of his overalls. At least that's what the Brown boys will tell. Yeah.
so much. Let's tell you, if you don't know us already, who these good-looking young guys are up here, along with the other two. We are listening and dancing enjoyment. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to the newest member of the band. This is not his first trip to Telluride. We've met him before out here when he played with Jerry Douglas Band. And by golly, we just got to tell on you a little bit because there's not a better place in the world to propose to your loved one up on Bobbyville Pass, and she said yes. He's engaged, and he's so on the upright bass and the bass guitar and the fine harmony singing, please give some love to Mr. Todd Parks. Back here on the drums, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what you can say about it that hasn't already been said about Peter Rowan. Spent 17 years, ladies and gentlemen, on the Tonight Show Orchestra with Doc Severinsen. Is that right? Sorry, I lost something in translation. He watched The Tonight Show for 17 years. Oh, that was something. But by golly, when it comes to drumming, he can do anything. And as you will notice, we can try anything. And it's always our privilege to get to play with Mr. Chris Brown. On the guitar, and fine singing. Actually, he's a very good mandolin player. Normally I would say, so you're certainly not gonna hear that tonight. But you actually might get to hear him play the mandolin tonight. But he's a wonderful guitarist, and it's our gift every night to get to play with Stephen Mogin. And now the five-string banjo. Oh yes. I'm telling you, when it comes to the five string, he can make that sucker swing. And boy, we love this man, Mr. Scott Vestal on the banjo. So let's jam a little bit on a tune for you, Nothing here. This one called Blue Mountain.